Little Power. Hello and welcome to the Andrew and Pube Show podcast, season 2, episode 2, or C2E2, as it will be affectionately called throughout the rest of human history. Yeah, that's right. This particular episode will be remembered, Luke, by the rest of the human race.
Well, I hope so, but
it'll be one of the greatest milestones ever to happen in podcasting history. In fact, in all of human history. It'll okay. be one of, you know, they'll be like, ah, oh, the old C2E2. I remember it well, they'll say. Momentous occasion indeed.
It's not going to be so great if you don't stop ranting about it and we just get on with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I never said it's going to be great.
Oh, okay.
I said it'd be momentous.
And remembered.
Remembered.
Okay.
Could be a bad thing. Uh-huh. This podcast could become some kind of sort of catalyst towards the end of the world.
Well, I hope not. But
it could be the beginning of the end, Luke.
I hope that because of this, computers don't become self-aware. It, take us all down.
They very well could. They very well could. It might be the end of modern society as we know it. We're just left with chaos and anarchy. Is that what you want, Luke?
No.
Is that what you want?
No.
Yeah?
I don't.
Is it?
No.
I thought you were a man.
No, a badger. Well, perhaps we should start the show now.
We should probably start the show.
Yes.
You know what I'm excited about this episode?
What?
We've figured out a way to hook up my phone through the desk so we can make and take calls.
Yeah, if good, that good. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So that's pretty fun. That opens up some new avenues of awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I mean, that's coming up later.
Yeah.
How's things?
Well, yeah, they were pretty good, but I had a bit of a listen back to the episode one, Ander, and yes. Played a bit of a trick on old Puban, didn't you?
I did do that.
Hey?
A little bit of a trick.
Yeah, which wasn't very nice.
Well, you know, that's me.
When I'm out of the room. So, you know, well, in the middle of your coffin fit, I'm trying to cover for you.
Yeah.
Be a good little partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do I get for it? Hey?
You get a
big old fuck you.
Screwed over. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to be covering for you anymore, pumpkin.
Well, I'm not going to be encoding my.
Encoding? Yeah. Okay. Why are you touching your nipples like that right now?
Well, it's cold in here. It's bloody freezing, all right? It's as cold as the day I was born.
Yeah, the weather's pretty shitty today. We couldn't go on our customary jaunty walk.
No, we couldn't. And this is actually, that's a part of our.
It's part of the.
It's the process.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a tradition exactly. Among us, too. Yeah.
Couldn't do it today,
every podcast, we go on a big walk, get a bit of coffee or lunch.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we couldn't do it. So if this is.
Who knows?
The best time, maybe that's why this one's going down in history.
Yeah, well.
Maybe that walk was a curse.
I guess we'll see. Raining everywhere.
Yeah, it was raining way too hard.
All over my goddamn parade.
Yeah, oh well. My heart will go on. Anyway, enough small talk. Can we actually get on with the thing?
Yes, please. Let's do.
Okay, so this is me, Ander. This is my voice. Welcome to the show. And this other voice you're hearing is Pubes, or either that, or it's an extremely convincing doppelganger of Pubes.
Oh, they're onto me.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't really mind either way. But let's not joke about these things, because I will destroy you if I have to.
How exactly would you destroy me, if given the chance? Huh?
I'd use spoons to cut out your eyeballs, for starters. Then I'd fill those with petrol, light them up, and you'd be running around with fireballs eyeballs. What do you think of that? Just off the top of my head.
Okay.
That's how I do it.
You're not married to that, you know?
You know, I'm not. If something else grabs me.
A plane can differ.
At the moment. I might get your penis involved with it.
Well, you know. Speaking of my penis.
Should we move
and, on? And destruction.
Enough small talk. Yes. Destruction. Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, that's, is that our theme today? Is that what we're running with?
I think so. You know, I was,
we wrote it down, destruction. But to be honest, I can't think of many stories to do with me.
Well,
destruction.
You know, I was thinking about it on the way here and, you know, you can pretty much destroy anything,
you know,
household goods, public property, relationships. That'll give you an opportunity to have some stories on it. You know,
there'll be a few stories. Maybe take some calls.
No, you're a wonderful man.
Hey, let's get started on that theme. Pube, say a story down your microphone immediately.
Okay. Well, you know, I...
Destruction, go.
I work as a guitar builder.
We know that.
That is what we do. Okay,
carry on.
And, you know, it's fairly unusual for a guitar to be dead. Destroyed for some reason.
Right.
But, you know, it happens. Mm. Maybe a dozen a month or so.
Yeah.
And I quite like, at the end of that month, going out to the back and, like, smashing them open
right. And
chucking them in a bin. We need to chuck them in a bin so no one can go into the bin and get some faulty guitars out.
Start playing
them, you know.
Yeah.
So we got to smash them up. It's my duty.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like actually quite fun.
It is the most fun you can have at my job. Which is good. And, you know, it gets out all this pent-up aggression. Mm. You know, we live and die by these guitars. It's quite nice to be able to just go out there. We play a little game called Guitar Cricket, which is good, where one of us holds a guitar with a neck on it, like a bat. Someone throws another guitar and just you're going to smash that shit together. Mm. Guitars have a lot of, pressure kept on the inside. All you really need to do is just break that seal a little bit and that shit will implode. You know, black hole style.
That sounds like a good fun.
So yeah.
Like, it reminds me of that movie Office Space when they smash up their.
It is a lot like that. Yeah. They beat the shit out of a printer with their bare hands.
I got to say, when I was working in the office, I had like daydreams about. My favorite one was imagining like I stand up and throw my computer monitor into the air. And then before it's crashed back down onto the desk or the floor, I've actually walked off without looking back.
Oh, God, that is an exit.
That's an exit story. And they never saw him again.
Yeah, you told me last Christmas, like, you wrapped up that guy's shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like a couple of years ago. one of my workmates, I wrapped up, he had a day off, it was towards Christmas. I wrapped up every single thing on his desk, including his desk itself. And the chair, you know, the mouse, the keyboard, the computer, monitor, the tower of the computer, and even down to like a post-it notepad. And then there was individual sheets of paper on his desk, and I wrapped those individually as well.
Oh, God.
So highly wasteful, Christmas paper.
Amazingly everywhere. Fun.
Yeah.
You know, he comes back the next day, his whole desk is a party, present.
Yeah, and just annoying for him to have to unwrap it all.
Before he gets to the working.
Yeah, that was good fun. That was one of the only times I had fun at work.
Well, yeah, occasionally I come back to work and there's a wooden penis on my desk. It's a little bit not quite as fun. A little bit hurtful.
That still gives you a little smile, I'm sure. Get a bit of a rise out of that. I'm sure that the managers probably don't like it so much. Wasting time making wooden dicks.
No. But, speaking of, I'm actually a little bit has come through the pipeworks and I'm actually in charge of mating guitars.
No,
just for one day. All the eight bosses are out of the office that day.
Wow.
And
you're the big man on campus.
Cuban's in charge.
Good on you, man. Congrats. Ooh. Moving up in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I probably shouldn't talk about it too much. I don't want to, destroy my career. So let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that.
What else can you destroy?
Good question. I don't know. Glassware?
Yes, plenty of that around. Let's watch it.
The mood?
The mood.
I can destroy that quite easily.
You can. I was on, one of my first little dates as a young man, 13, 14 years old. And a girl was coming over that night and I was quite looking forward to this. And I had two mates over that day. And all day I'm like, guys, she's coming over later. You guys are going to be out of here? And they're like, yeah, whatever, man. We'll be gone. Gets a bit closer. They still haven't gone. She turns up early. And I'm like, dude, you're still here. Like, we'll just...
It's gone beyond outstaying their welcome.
just hanging out on my date.
Encouraging them to leave. Yeah.
And so they just went out to my backyard, lit a fire, and just kind of had a bit of a camp while I'm inside trying to woo this girl.
Mm.
She's very pretty and, I was quite young. So we sat down, we started watching Looking for Ella Brandy, which don't.
Don't do that.
That's
your advice.
Don't do that.
That's your review of Looking for Ella Brandy.
And I put my arm around her quite, casually.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Trying to pull her in a bit close. I don't know what the hell she did, but she ended up coming at me at an angle and she was just like crushing my lung.
Right.
But, she's pretty and I didn't want her to move. So I just kind of sucked it up.
You took it like, man, you just sat there still.
Yeah, without trying to breathe.
I know the truth there, Luke. You were worried that if you shifted your weight a bit, your erection would become dislodged and she would see it.
Dislodged.
Well, you tuck it under your jeans.
Yeah, I was trying to do something.
Hold a stick in the book.
As we're watching, like, the guys outside are literally just outside the window and they got this fire going. I can see this nice orange hue coming in and then they're laughing, having a great time. And then I hear them go, quick, run.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And I heard him run away. And then I'm like, oh, shit. I think I know what's going to happen. Because I know these guys.
Mm.
I know one of them's throwing a deodorant can into that fire.
Oh, God.
And then, 15, 30 seconds later, he's like, an explosion of light and laughter. She's probably going, what the hell was that? Yeah. And, you know, it gave me a chance to have a deep breath. Try to downplay the situation.
Yeah, well. Subtle, those guys outside.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we'll come back to those bastards.
Mm. I'm sure that's the point when you're actually wishing you were outside with your friends rather than in there with that boring date.
Yeah. Explosion, fire.
Yeah. What boy wouldn't want that?
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Wow, very good. Very good.
Do you know what time it is?
No, I don't know what time it is.
Wow. Well, the time is different. Well, these days.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
It used to be time for Ander tackles a taboo, but we scrapped that.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Because
it's time for Ander gets angry now.
It was too limiting in my anger.
It was. And now last week, we felt like you didn't quite amp up as much as, you know, I would have liked.
It wasn't what I was
a little bit
expecting.
Subdued.
Like, Ander gets angry. Excuse me.
Whatever it is.
I thought, you know, I could really get into this.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't quite. So
I didn't quite tap into the anger,
this week,
inner rage.
We got a bit of a plan to help you out.
You know? Some war drums.
War drums.
That'll.
So this might help.
Okay.
You know. Hit it.
Okay. Well, bad drivers for starters piss me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you're cutting in your lanes, impatient drivers, or when I'm impatient and other people are just on the road because that pisses me off.
What really shits me is when, like, I come a lot of long drives, go to basketball game, go to Dallas, and come down here. When people sit in like three lanes of road, it's kind of next to each other.
Ah.
Instead of passing?
Yeah. Blind spotting each other. Oh, that makes
God
me angry.
God damn
it. When I'm stuck in traffic, I have such evil thoughts. I'm like, if all these people just disappeared off planet Earth, I would be happy at the moment. I could get home quicker and eat some dinner. That's anger. Road rage. And learners, I wish they'd learn how to drive sooner rather than
I know you're just trying to learn, but fucking hell.
Yeah, I get on with it.
Learn faster.
Lush. The word lush, I hate it. It's disgusting. Sunny and simultaneously windy days.
Okay.
They get on my nerves.
So you're okay with sunny days and you're okay with windy days?
The wind pisses me off. The sun's in your eyes. It's like, God damn it. You know, hairs in your eyes, you don't understand that.
But, no, I do not understand.
You know, forget your sunglasses on one of those days and that's pretty much the end of me. I hate being asked anything more than three times.
Do you?
Oh, the third time anything gets asked to me, it is anger.
Do you?
I do. Careful. And the other thing I hate.
Dude.
Hang on. Oh, wait, where my phone's calling?
Hey, yes. Well, you know,
we've got the phone hooked up.
We've got this hooked up for a bit later.
And phone's dropping in.
Someone's ringing. So,
hey, it says it's you. Is your phone calling me? What's going on?
Oh, this is awkward.
Okay. Hello?
Dude, help me. I've been kidnapped. I'm being held captive weird. Unibomber
style lair. Luke, what the fuck's going on here?
Dude, that's not really me. That's an evil doppelganger. He's kidnapped me. He's taken my place.
Well, wait. Well, what do you mean? So you aren't really pubes?
No. I am an evil clone.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I thought you were less annoying today.
yeah, that's right. I'm an exact clone, except for a couple of key differences. I'm evil and I'm less annoying.
That's the only two differences.
Well, you know, they're the key differences. There's another small difference. For example, I don't like feta.
Feta cheese is awesome, dude. Have you ever tried Persian feta? That stuff is amazing.
Yeah,
that
you know, it's not for me.
Yeah. Wow. This is a lot to take in. I mean, I can't believe an evil pubes.
Yeah.
You've come here into the studio, kidnapped pubes. This is an exciting day, actually. I'm actually pretty happy about this. Where did you come from here?
Yeah, I'm stuck here.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, it's a bit of a long story and I don't want to bore you with the details. Or more importantly, I don't want to bore the listeners.
Hey. Hey. Doppel Luke. You're out.
Fuck's sake, guys. Shut up, Ander. You know, I'm trapped here. He's chained me to a drain pipe and he's left me in his creepy lair.
Well, I don't know, man. Could you break the drain pipe? Is it like a strong one? Is it a strong one?
Yeah, it's a pretty strong one.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd use a strong one.
Yeah. It's like an old building with the drains are all tough, like iron, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, look, can you wait it out like half an hour? It's just like we're kind of in the middle of the podcast. It's actually going pretty well. And, you know.
Dude, come on, help me.
So can I call you back later? What's the place like? Is it all right?
Well, you know, it's a little dank, but I left him a blanket. He's got the Foxtel. I just got the Foxtel put in, so, you know, he's sorted.
He's exaggerating how bad it is, isn't he?
Yeah.
He does that.
I like it. I don't know what he's complaining about, really. I left the Foxtel remote. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. It's not working.
Well, you know, it should be working.
It's not working.
It's brand new. It should be...
It's not working, man.
Ladies, please
be civil.
Actually, maybe it is new. Maybe I put the batteries in the wrong way. Just change them. Flip them around.
Flip them up. Yeah, flick the batteries. Did that work?
Hang on. Okay. It's working now.
Ah, see? Not bad. There you go. What's on, anyway?
Discovery. Man vs. Wild's on.
Ah, sweet. I was just watching that before I came here. I fucking love Bear Grylls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, me too. You see that one where he pisses into a snake?
Yeah. and then he drinks it?
He drinks it, yeah.
All right, so Luke, can you just hang tight for a while? Is that cool?
Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
I'll come rescue you later. All right, see you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. IQ for me, will you, man?
Yeah, okay. All right, see you.
All right, see you, mate.
Come on. interesting call. So, wait, you're not really Luke?
No, I'm not.
Wow, this is...
Let's push on.
Well, you're a doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Hey, why'd you leave the phone for him? That seems...
Yeah, that was an oversight.
Well, good work on kidnapping him, because he's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, he's a sucker.
Yeah. If there's one thing I don't like about that guy, it's everything. You want to do your segment?
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Get on with it.
My new segment. Did you see this in the news?
Extra, read all about it.
Did you see this in the news? 10 Scottish hedgehogs have been put on a diet recently because they were too fat to roll into a ball to escape predators.
So they're on a diet now.
Yes, they are. These hedgehogs have been taken in by a wildlife centre in Perthshire, Scotland,
right,
to help them through the harsh winter.
Mm.
But the steady supply of food meant that they piled on the weight.
Wow.
Yes.
Fat little bastards.
You know, hedgehogs have got enough to worry about, you know, a lot of predators and things. And now they've got to worry about type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. I don't think so.
Yeah, fatties. Now I understand why they named the dessert after them.
Exactly. Hedgehogs are pretty cute, but I do find it quite funny to think of them struggling for breath.
Extra, read all about it.
All right, segments complete.
There it is.
Shall we get back to the theme?
I think we should.
Should we make a phone call?
Phone call.
Phone call it up.
Okay.
Let's make a phone call.
First phone call of the season.
Ever.
We're going to call our good friend, Twain the Man, good friend of the show. If you're familiar with episode 8.
Episode 8, he did the podcast challenge.
Yes, exactly. So,
and won. Well, I might add, he won the podcast challenge.
Well, debatable.
Stepping away from my microphone, it's very unprofessional.
Get back on mic.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, let's give him a ring a ding ding dingly ding ding ding.
Hopefully he's there.
Dialing Twain the Man.
Oh, there it is. Here it goes. We're ringing. Twin always has like a get-rich-quick scheme that he always tells me about. So I just thought we'd go up, see what he's got to offer us this week.
Hi, the person you have called is not available. Please leave a short 10-second message after the tone and we'll send the message as a text.
This is the penis inspector. Just got the results back from your test. Your penis has come back negative. That's negative a negative penis.
Your voice message is being converted to text and will be sent as an SMS.
Thanks
for using Telstra's message-to-text service.
Robot, off. Okay, we'll try again later, shall we?
Maybe we'll give him another try.
We'll give it a minute. How about a story? What do you reckon?
Have a story.
Well, once upon a time,
yes.
Me and my friends... That's the phone.
Twain's called back. There we go. Answer the phone.
Hello, this is Ander and Pubes.
Twain the Man, how are you, bud? Hello. Nice of you to join us.
Yeah.
Sorry, I missed that last phone call.
No excuses. Yeah,
yeah. Well, we left you a nice message on your phone, so, you know, you can have that later.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fantastic. My voicemail came across as very professional.
What we were saying is, Twain, you've always got a get-rich-quick scheme for me. I want you to tell me some more. And, you know, I've been burnt before with get-rich-quick schemes, but I think with your schemes...
Haven't we all?
I think with the scheme that you give me, I know I'm going to get rich quick.
And burnt.
And burnt.
So, yeah. Twain, what have you got for us?
I've actually got a few on the list.
Yeah. All right, let's hear them.
Give us some.
We can set up a whole portfolio. Get rich quick schemes, if you will.
Okay.
And feel free to call this the Anthony Shulkin investment report. Maybe some regular segment.
For segment name. The Anthony Shulkin investment guidelines.
Guidelines report.
All right, hit us.
We'll think of that later.
All right.
Number one.
I'll go through a few.
Yep.
And I'll tell you the best one last, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Save the best last. That's very professional.
Number one. You know giant power lines? Those giant power lines?
Yes.
Yes.
Ordinary power lines. I should ask that first.
Yeah, ordinary ones I'm aware of.
Familiar with them.
Yeah. Then you know how there's those massive ones?
Oh, the massive ones.
The massive ones. Yes. The cross-country ones that you see in fields. Ruining nice mountains.
And you look at those wires sort of draping in between those massive structures.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
They're ugly.
Nothing.
Flying fox.
Flying fox.
Oy.
That's not bad. What about the electricity?
What do you mean?
Well, there could be some danger involved. That's all I'm saying. Hey, let's move on.
Okay,
I'll look into the power line thing, see if it's viable, but let's move on. Option two.
What else you got?
Okay, option two. All right, you're going camping or, you're moving house, you're building your house or whatever you do.
Okay. Yep.
What are our options for accommodation here? I don't want to sleep in a tent.
Yeah, okay.
I definitely don't want to do that.
Bit dingy.
Sleep in a car.
Yep.
Cramp.
Yeah.
Enough room, blah, blah, blah.
You could stay with a friend, but...
Well, you might not have any friends.
Yeah, I don't have
some
any,
people
so...
Don't have friends.
Yeah, work with me, guys.
Okay, so we don't want to sleep in the car, we don't have any friends, we don't have a tent. What's the option? What are we doing here?
Tell us, Twain.
Blow my mind.
From what you said earlier, life's pretty dismal if you can't sleep in the car and you've got no friends.
Well, you've really hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
But you've still got enough money to buy this product.
Yeah, I'm buying a house as well, so what do you want from me?
This fantastic, innovative product. Inflatable houses.
It's quite good.
But I'm a dart enthusiast.
Yeah, we like a good game of dart.
So that's not going to work.
Sorry, Twain the Man, option three.
Keep your goddamn darts outside the house then.
Option number three. Now, this is the best one. And they've been fairly shit until now. So
I'm not
holding a lot of hope for this, but, hit us, Twain.
Option three.
Yep.
Option three.
He's doing his own segment.
Energy drink, Red Bull, and all that kind of thing.
Energy drinks, yeah.
Energy,
familiar.
Yeah.
Luke has one right now.
You hit one of those bad boys down, you're all hot stuff, you're all tense, and, you're getting all sweaty.
Uncomfortably energetic.
What? Yeah.
Uncomfortably energetic. Yes. You're achieving all the things you wanted and then some.
Restless.
All I'm saying is, hey, whoa. Let's scale it back a little.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is anti-energy drinks.
Anti-energy
drinks.
Oh.
It's not bad.
I think they exist.
It's not good.
Valium tablets.
Do these things literally exist?
Well, that's Ambien. Yeah, the Valium tablets are in tablet form,
You want a beverage?
There's that stigma around them. I'm on Valium.
I see what you mean.
So would you only take these after you've already had energy drinks, or would you just be naturally energetic and this is when you're taken?
I like to cater for a number of, types of consumers, and I've categorized them.
So you've thought about this business plan.
It's actually already a multi-million-dollar industry. Would you? What I have is believe.
Really? So you've stolen someone's idea.
Sorry.
So you've stolen someone's idea.
Yes, I have. Granted, it's my own.
Well, that's not exactly an invention or an idea, but
and I would have picked a better idea to steal.
It's still something that's proven to. Oh, I guess if it's a multi-billion-dollar facet or whatever you said.
TVs are pretty good, Twain. Why not steal those ideas?
Why don't you invent TVs? All right, thanks for those ideas. Oh, is that it? You said you got a couple. Is that the best one?
Well, that was actually true. So
yeah,
I
yeah, okay.
More than what I was planning on anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's really good.
Good job, Twain. Good job. I'm not going to invest yet. But maybe one day.
I'll put $20
I'll
down.
Bet. I'll
hey, do you want to come in?
Anyway.
Do you want to come into our show and be live in the studio on the next episode, episode 3?
Yes, I do. I'm sure there can be arranged.
Yeah, okay, we've got a spare mic here for you.
All right, Twain. We'll see you then. All right, mate.
All right, later, bro.
Okay, ciao.
See you, mate.
Love you. Wow.
You know, not bad.
Not bad.
Definitely not good.
Yeah.
But not bad.
Well, he's thinking about
it. Let's aim for mediocre.
he's putting some thought into it, and you really can't ask for much more than that.
That's what I like about it. Good we should.
You can lead a duck to water, but you can't make it drink. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Let's get back to the theme, huh?
What is the theme again, Luke? Destruction.
Destruction.
No, baby. I'm pretending to make sexual noises, but I'm actually looking for what I'm talking about next.
I'll just let you go.
Wait a minute. oh, yeah, me and my friend Steve, as I was saying before we got rudely interrupted by a phone call.
Yes, of course.
The funnest time and the most, what's the word, euphoric day of my life.
Nice word.
Was when me and my friend Steve were just sort of trudging through his back field.
Yeah, yeah.
Through the long grass, and we came across a dishwasher.
Okay, okay.
Just someone had dumped it there, an old broken dishwasher. And we proceeded to beat that dishwasher into parts that could fit into a common cup. I think the biggest part. We beat it up so good.
It's a visual show, and that helps.
Yeah, we beat the crap out of this thing, and we were like animals. It was like we went back to our caveman prehistoric time. Roots.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're Fred, he's Barney.
Yeah, just beating up this thing. Kind of like that scene from 2001, the monkey with the bones. So that was that. And then later on, we reminisced about how much fun that was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
tried
yeah,
to figure
yeah.
out how was just the simple act of breaking something.
Yeah.
How was it so much fun?
It's that innate feelings inside you about destruction.
Mm-hmm. It takes a very special person to be able to build something.
Yes, exactly.
But anyone can destroy something.
Anyone at all.
And that's the beauty of destruction. Really. It's open. It's an open game.
It does not discriminate against anyone at all.
And we recreated it, actually, successfully. We went out with the intention of finding that dishwasher and continuing to beat it up. And relived the fun.
Really?
So anytime you're bored.
Like to try to recapture that fun. That's a tough thing to do. Like,
and let me stress how much fun it was. It was so much fun that I would recommend buying a brand new dishwasher, taking it out into a field and beating it up, and you'd probably get your money's worth.
It is that weird concept of trying to recapture fun, isn't it?
It's not always possible.
It's hard to do. You know, we try it often. I was actually a little bit scared about coming back and doing this whole thing again.
Reliving the magic.
Yeah, exactly. And what if it didn't work? What if it didn't? Mm. But I guess it does happen occasionally. So, you know, more power to you, bruh.
Oh my God. Thank you for that. Hey, yeah. So we've successfully recaptured the magic of podcasting. Hey, guess what, Luke? It's your time to tell a story. I believe you've got a story to tell me right now. Go, baby. Something about a blowtorch on a bike.
That's it. Like those guys that I was talking about before when I was with that girl, there was another time when these guys were over and we did just have a lot of like fire type fun.
Mm.
Fire's pretty like, once again, it's that innate power.
Primitive.
You start feeling that when you're 13, 14.
The cerebral cortex.
Yeah, yeah. It's about destruction and it's just about being a wild man. You know what I mean? Mm. So they used to come over and we used to get a fire going each week and just burn logs and wood and shit, really. Thing was, my stepdad is a bit of a mechanic.
Righto.
A bit of a handyman. So he had a shed full of like old petrol and oils.
Burnables.
Flammable liquids. Exactly.
That's a teenager's wonderland.
One particular friend of mine was a little bit of a firebug.
Oh, pyromaniac.
Yeah, exactly. And he found a bike pump once at my house. He unscrewed the top of the bike pump.
Right.
Put his finger over the end little hole.
Crafty little bastard.
Then filled that entire tube up with old petrol.
Wow.
Screwed the plunger
back in.
And then he's like, hey, Piers, what's your shit? I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be the best ever.
Either that or someone's about to die.
Couldn't really tell. He shot a stream of petrol into the fire. Ooh. And I was kind of expecting as it was happening that it was just going to be like,
you know, an explosion.
Explosion, awesome.
Yeah.
But the stream of petrol went straight through the flames and just came out the other side as a flaming stream of petrol.
Wow.
Which then went into the shed.
Oh, no.
Onto the floor that's covered in oil and sawdust. And just kind of lit the shit on fire.
Jesus.
Lucky that my stepdad was smart enough to know that we are stupid little kids and he bought a fire extinguisher.
For that scenario.
For a scenario. And we sorted it out. But, that went from sheer enjoyment to sheer panic when we realized that this house might burn down.
You may have just burned down the shed.
Exactly. You know, the other thing I've been thinking about lately, it's this concept of, you know, transcendental beauty.
Okay.
It's, a beauty that surpasses physical and sexual. It's just that kind of beauty that...
like the elves from Lord of the Rings, I would imagine.
I guess so.
Beautiful by nature.
It's that kind of, you know, it's those kind of people that just walk into the room and hold everyone's attention with their charisma. You know, not like you slinking in the shadows like a golem. But, you know, one of those people, you know, I love like George Clooney.
Right.
He's the kind of, you know, the kind of guy that I'm talking about.
Beautiful soul.
You know, what do you reckon?
Orlando Bloom holds me in that.
Really? So we've both gone men.
Men.
Which is...
That's weird. I'm tempted to cut this bit out of the podcast. And women also have
women,
that effect.
yeah, those ones. I feel like Drew Barrymore is a good example. You're not a fan?
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe 10 years ago, Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Mm.
When she was a little bit more drug addicted.
Wow. Was she?
Yeah.
I don't know those things.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
It's lucky I'm here.
Maybe it's because when you are attracted to a man, it's not a sexual attraction. It's more of a, you're removing the sexual element.
I guess
just
so.
The pure
I guess so.
Beauty.
I guess so. But there is
I'm
no
just trying to justify why we both chose me.
So there's no one you kind of think that, no woman that you kind of think.
She's just a lovely woman.
Just beautiful.
Liv Tyler.
Okay. Not for me, but hey, who am I to judge you?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're not God. Whatever you may think. That's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
Get
back to us.
Okay. But Cool.
Yep.
Well, that's good. If anyone out there has got a story about destruction they want to share with us, hit us up.
Yeah, Facebook.
Go on Facebook, facebook.com/AndrewandPubes. That'll get you to us. And just leave a message.
We love
hearing from anyone.
Exactly. If Ander has destroyed you emotionally, let us know as well. Ladies. Men.
Tell us all about it. And before we go, I will just talk about next week.
Yes.
Next episode, which is in 2 weeks. What we are planning to do is it's been for a long time among our circle of friends.
Yeah.
It's been a topic of mass debate whether or not Ander, myself, becomes funnier or more annoying the more drunk I get.
I think he becomes funnier, but then again.
And what's reported to me is that I get more funny.
Yeah.
So you might remember. Last season, episode 3, I was drunk.
And
I was going on that theory that I'd be funny if I was drunk. But it didn't really work. I was kind of just slurring and it was crap. It is the worst episode, if you
Shit
ask
ass.
Me. But what I've been thinking is perhaps the problem wasn't that I was drunk.
Okay.
It might have been that I just wasn't drunk enough.
I think there's a way to solve that.
Yeah. So next episode, what we're going to do is I'm going to start the episode sober.
Yes.
And get as drunk as I possibly can by the end of the episode.
Okay, we'll have a system to account for that.
Yeah, we'll have some kind of drinking game going.
We'll get Twan the Man in, so I've got someone to talk to.
Yeah, in case I become, you know...
A mess.
Yeah.
And that should be good.
Too inebriated to speak, probably. So you can fill in for me. That'd be good. So that's an experiment. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good fun. I hope I don't vomit. That's next episode. Cool. Before we go, can I just say, Doppelpubes.
Yeah.
Beautiful job today. Thanks for stopping by. You've been really good.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What are you gonna do with real pubes?
We'll see.
We going to, like, destroy him, kill him?
We'll see if he pushes me. You know what I'm saying?
Because I actually kind of need him. Could you, save him?
And push your luck, right?
Yeah, have your fun with him. But if I could get him back, I'd appreciate it.
We'll see.
All right. Thanks, man. And listeners, thanks for listening to the show.
Bye-bye.
See you next time.